Because you are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and I'm coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. Again, you can call in or text in at 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talk and text line, where again you can call in or text in to share any of your thoughts on today's show. You can also watch and stream us live on the YouTubes by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube, where you can give us a like, you can give us a share, you can give us a subscribe so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. Shout out to DJ Brother Z holding it down on the ones and the twos. And shout out to you, Truth Nation. Now, Truth Nation, I joined the Tory Lowe show yesterday. And when I joined the Tory Lowe show yesterday, I talked about a story and I told a story about racism. I was vulnerable. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was vulnerable. I was upset. I've been holding in. But Truth Nation, today I want to expound and expand on the conversation of the racism. Yes, the racism that myself and my family had to endure and face at the Milwaukee County Parks. The racism that we had to endure and face at the Milwaukee McKinley Marina. The denial by the leaders in the Milwaukee County has just been completely egregious and disgusting. I am extremely disappointed in the leader of the Milwaukee County when it comes to this, David Crowley. I think he is a good man. He's a very good man. But to stand back and know what is happening behind the scenes and do nothing about it, I'm extremely disappointed. I'm extremely disappointed in the director of parks, Guy Smith. He should be fired from his job. He should be fired from his job because he is creating an environment that cultivates and embraces racism. Because someone is accused of racism at your Milwaukee County park that you oversee, you should be investigating it and you should get to the bottom of it. It should not take for a radio host in the city of Milwaukee to be able to push back and get justice for people to actually do something. And that is why I'm so disappointed in Milwaukee County, is that unfortunately, because of my status on the radio, I got a response. It should never be that way. I should not be treated as the exception. I should be treated as the rule. Anybody and everybody, regardless of their sexual orientation, their race, their gender, their religion, anybody who steps foot in our county, anybody that steps foot in our city should be treated with dignity and respect. And when they are not given the decency as a human being, they should get justice. Because what I have found out through this situation is that Milwaukee County is a lot of talk and they actually don't give a damn about ending racism. You are talking about a Milwaukee County that said racism was a crisis in Milwaukee County. They labeled it as a crisis in our community. And when they were faced with racism, and trust me, this isn't just my scenario, and I'm going to get to that. But when they were faced with racism, they decided to protect themselves. They decided to protect the racist. They decided to protect the worst among us. That is exactly what Guy Smith, the director of Milwaukee County Parks, chose to do. James Torrentino, the deputy director, decided to do. They told me that racism can persist. They told me an employee picking and choosing who he wanted to follow the protocols with and procedures with can persist. They told me that a marina tenant, a white man, saying just like a black fella, you acting just like a black fella and telling a black man you think you are so smart was okay. That is what happened, Truth Nation. So what I'm going to take today's show to expand on the conversation yesterday and let y'all know exactly what happened. My experience, Kyle Wallace's experience, nobody else's experience but my experience. If y'all only knew the hoops I had to jump through, if y'all only understood how disappointed I am in Milwaukee County, not because of what I had to jump through, but because I know the courtesies that were not given to other people. I understand because of who I am and doing this radio show with these, you know, 101.7 FM dial, I had more power. But what ticks me off is the fact that other people who are working hard, who pay taxes, who contribute to our society, who may not have a platform, will get kicked to the curb. And I'd be damned if my fellow black Milwaukeean, any black person in Milwaukee County, any black person that steps foot in our state will face racism. So Truth Nation, I'll start off by saying this. Make sure y'all watch and stream us live on YouTube because I'm going to expose the racism. I'm going to expose the hypocrisy of Milwaukee County that is led by a black man. I'm going to expose a black man himself who had a lawsuit with ALCU about discrimination that occurred, that happened to him in the city of Milwaukee. So this show will be purely about telling my story of what me and my family had to deal with. My 70-year-old mama yesterday even said yesterday, it's a shame what happened. It is a shame that we can't even go boating and have peace. It is a shame that some 20-year-old white kid denied my mother peace. That is a shame. So again, go and watch us on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube and give us a like, a share, and a subscribe. You can also turn up your radio as well because I'm going to turn up. Because I have no other choice but to do that, Truth Nation. And Truth Nation, if someone denied you access to be able to pump gas the way that they're supposed to, and a white man decided that he wasn't going to pump your gas like it is the 1960s and the 1950s, what would you do? Because that is the exact scenario I was faced with. What would you do if a white man said that that's how you Milwaukee folks act and you acting just like a black fella? What would you do if that happened to you or your family or your friend? What would you do, Truth Nation? And that is exactly what we will be discussing today. And I will be discussing the racial discrimination inside of Milwaukee County because it goes beyond me. Because I shout out to y'all because people reached out to me with their stories of the racial discrimination that they have dealt with inside Milwaukee County, working at Milwaukee County. And also the racial discrimination that happens at the Milwaukee McKinley Marina. It happened to my family. But I want to say thank y'all so much for reaching out to me and letting me know y'all's stories, because that means this is what this platform is for. It's for me to be able to tell your story, for me to be able to tell our story of the discrimination that we face. Because this type of behavior and this type of culture is something that we cannot allow to happen. Oh, they're going to fix it. They're going to have to face it. So Truth Nation, before I get into it, I want to let y'all know I learned a valuable lesson. Just because you have black people in leadership does not mean these black people will do everything they can to weed out racism. Again, this is not a shot on the black people who are working hard at Milwaukee County. I understand they are facing a beast. But also, it's a reality check. Just because you vote for a black person is for us to be reminded that they not going to weed out racism, and that may not be their number one objective is weeding out racism. They may have other things that they want to attain. And if you weed out racism and you become the guy that's trying to stop racism, that may stunt your growth. And I feel like we have a lot of leaders here in Milwaukee who are great people, but they are not willing to face racism head on. And again, I already knew about these fake white liberals, all these fake white liberals that work in Milwaukee County, like Guy Smith and James Tarantino. I don't know if they're liberals or not, but I can keep going down a whole bunch of names. These fake white liberals, I already know what they're about. But again, seeing our government leading officials act like they care only to show their true colors is so disheartening. Racism is here to stay because we don't have brave enough black leaders who are willing to take it on and stop it. Like, racism will always exist. And my question for David Crowley was, if a white man said to him, "This is how you Milwaukee people act," do you think he would be offended? If a white man said to our county executive, David Crowley, "You are acting just like a black feller," do you think he would be offended? If a white man told our county executive, David Crowley, the first black man to be elected to that position, that he thinks he is so effing smart, do you think David would be offended? Do you think if a white man told David Crowley to his face that he did not call him the N-word, he called him a black fella, do you think David would be offended? The clear answer to that question is yes, he would be offended, and we all should be offended when that happens. So why Milwaukee County felt like, you know, this happening to me and my friends was okay is beyond me. It really is, Truth Nation. And imagine if you went to go get an oil change and they gave you the materials, but they said, I don't change your oil. I can't change your oil. And then the white customer after you comes up and they change their oil for them. Meanwhile, they're making you change your oil. Imagine showing up to a restaurant, which many of us have, and you're waiting to be seated. And then a white couple comes in after you, doesn't have reservations, and they get seated before you. This is discrimination. Subtle, but this is discrimination. Now imagine going to a gas station where they pump your gas. And they pump everybody's gas but yours. And when you complain to the owner about it, they tell you, "We don't know what to tell you." That is systemic. That is a problem. That is racist behavior. And that is exactly what happened to me and my family at the McKinley Marina in downtown Milwaukee. We faced racial discrimination at the McKinley Marina by a gentleman named Marcus, a white young man named Marcus, who made a decision to lie to me and force me to pump my own gas only to embarrass me in front of my family when we pulled off and pumped the gas of two white guys after me. Milwaukee County McKinley Marina is aware of this racially charged incident happening, and one of their employees who refused to pump my gas, and they did nothing about it. Milwaukee County Parks and McKinley Marina embrace an environment that is not inclusive and allows for microaggressions and racial undertones to persist. Me and my friends literally had a white man tell us, "You think you effing smart." Me and my friends, my black friends, my boys, literally had a white man tell us, "I didn't call you the N-word. I called you a black feller." And they did nothing about it. And Truth Nation, I hate it because I take great pride in standing up against racism and injustice. I really do. And I hate to admit that I face racism in a city that I love and it coming from a white man that ain't even from my city. And instead of handling it the right way, well, I should say I tried handling it the right way and tried to be diplomatic, but now I'm second guessing myself. Because what I learned, Truth Nation, is when it comes to politics and when it comes to this country and this county, specifically here in Milwaukee, they like to talk about diversity and inclusion and being anti-racist, but not actually practice it. The county says racism is a crisis, but decided to let it persist. Truth Nation, I joined Tory Lowe yesterday to share my story about how I went to the gas pump with my boat and how a white man refused to pump my gas. Truth Nation, as the story goes, me and my friends, we in it together. We on a boat. I pull up to the McKinley Gas Marina to get gas because I want to make sure my boat has gas in it so me and my family can enjoy a day on the river. I invited my lady. I invited my brother. I invited my little cousin. I invited my little cousin, brought her 3-year-old son at the time. nice little life jacket on because we follow the rules, because that's what you have to do is follow the rules. I invited my 70-year-old, some odd auntie, and my almost 70-year-old mama. We all got on the boat to enjoy a good boat ride, but we had to get gas because we wanted to make sure we don't run out of gas. So as I pull up to the gas station, there is a Ski-Doo sitting there, not doing anything. And I pull up, and the gas attendant sees me pull up, and he walks away, and he goes inside. And so since he walks away, typically the protocol that they typically have is called a full-service gas dock at the McKinley Marina. And full-service means they help you tie up your boat because you're a paying marina attendant. At least I am. They pump your gas for you. It is what full-service is. But he saw me coming, a black man. He decided he wanted to go run away. And just by chance, after I got done tying up my boat, and let me tell you, tying up a pontoon boat, a 24-foot pontoon boat by yourself is not easy. It takes time. And just by happenstance, as I'm tying up the boat and I get it tied, once I got finished, oh, then he came out. And then when he came out, he said, "Do you need gas?" I said, "I sure do." And he grabbed the gas handle and put it on the ground. Now, this is not my first time getting gas, and typically they pump the gas. So I asked him, I said, "Hey, do you guys not pump the gas anymore? Did y'all change our rules or policies?" He said, "Yep, we did." And I said, "Okay, well, I guess that's what it is." And I picked it up and I pumped my gas. I didn't think anything of it. I just said, "You know what? Things change, and maybe they changed their policies. I ain't gonna just assume this man is racist." I pump my gas. I hand him back the gas pump. He hangs it up. I give him my card. I pay, and then I undock myself. He refuses. Basically, he doesn't undock my boat. He watches me undock my boat, so I undock my boat by myself, and I start pulling off. And when I start pulling off, this is what my family sees. I'm going to show y'all a picture, not the audio, but I'm going to show y'all the picture of what my family saw. What my family saw after I pulled off. This is a smaller boat. You can go to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. They saw that same white man, Marcus, who told me they do not pump gas. The same white man, Marcus, who works at the McKinley Marina, who said they don't do the full service. He didn't tie up my boat. Not only did he tie up these white man's boat after mine, you can see him in this photo pumping gas. And when I asked the McKinley Marina for the video, they told me they don't have video. But I'm glad my family was so offended by what happened that they took multiple photos of this happening just so we had proof. Because if it was my word, a successful black man, my mother's word, a successful black woman, my auntie's word, a successful black woman, if we said what happened, they wouldn't have believed us. They would have believed the white man in Milwaukee County. And so my family was upset. And so after my family was upset, I said, "Okay, well, I got to get to the bottom of this." So what we decided to do, we said, "Okay, well, he told me they don't pump gas anymore. But now I see, you know, he's pumping gas for somebody else." So instead of turning around and calling him out, I said, "I'm going to handle it diplomatically. I don't want to cause any problems." It was at dusk. I wanted my family to be able to enjoy. And so what I did was I said, "Well, let's go ahead and let's call the marina and let's see what their policy is when it comes to pumping gas. Does the marina not allow for you to pump gas anymore? Like, do they not pump your gas anymore? Do I have to pump my own gas? Is the policy now that marina tenants have to pump their own gas?" Go to 101.7 The Truth to hear the audio, or to watch or to listen on 101.7 The Truth on FM to hear the audio of a phone call with the McKinley Marina where we tried to confirm whether or not tenants are allowed to pump their own gas.
Gas work for the boat? Is it self-serve or is it full service?
It's full service.
Okay, gotcha. So I would never have to pump my own gas then?
No, you wouldn't.
Okay.
It is full service. And she said, "No, you would not have to ever pump your own gas." Truth Nation, that is the McKinley Marina that told me that. Continue playing.
I would never have to pump my own gas then?
No, you wouldn't.
Okay.
There's somebody that works out there until 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, okay. Are we allowed to pump our own gas if we would like, or do we have to have somebody do that for us?
Yeah, you have to have somebody do it.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you so much for letting me know that. I really appreciate it.
So basically, that is the Milwaukee McKinley Marina who just told us flat out, we are not allowed to pump our own gas. When that was presented to Milwaukee County Parks, they were crickets. They were crickets. They never told me why that this racist white man was able to do that. I don't know about y'all, Truth Nation, but to me, it ain't adding up. How is it that the Milwaukee McKinley Marina is recorded saying that I am not allowed to pump my own gas, that somebody else is supposed to pump my gas, that is full service? But when their employee blatantly lied to me and forced me to pump my own gas, that was not insubordination for grounds of being fired. Truth Nation, that is what white supremacy is. White supremacy is when you're able to lie, distract, kind of say, oh, we ain't going to pay attention. We ain't got to worry about that. We're not going to give you answers. The Milwaukee County has that audio and completely ignored it and never once addressed it. My family to this day is still upset by that. And Milwaukee County don't give a damn. Guy Smith from Milwaukee County, the director of parks, don't give a damn. His deputy, James Tarantino, don't give a damn. And David Crowley, the Milwaukee County executive, though I like him, he don't give a damn about this happening because he got bigger fish to fry. Truth Nation, what you heard is racism. When a white man who is a low-level employee, who is a seasonal worker, makes an executive decision to not do his job because someone is black and because he does not like that person having a boat. He doesn't like that person having a good time. He doesn't like that person enjoying themselves. He don't like the fact that black people can't be successful. He decided he was going to take it into his own hands and change the rules that they have. But somehow he's not fired. 833-212-1017. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. I'll continue on with the story on the other side because, there's so much more to share.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I'm your host, The Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and American Family Insurance is the proud sponsor of The Truth. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most, your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you are building every single day. And if you're part of The Truth audience, you already know you work hard for yours. That's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings you so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com today. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I'm your host, The Truth to Power, and I'm talking about a racist situation that I dealt with at Milwaukee County that the Milwaukee County executive was made aware of, and he passed me off to somebody else. That the Milwaukee County Parks Director, Guy Smith, was made aware of, refused to meet with me. The Milwaukee County Director of Parks, Guy Smith, told somebody else that he was not going to meet with me because he felt like it was going to be a dumping ground. He felt like hearing about a racist incident with an employee of a park that he oversees was going to be a dumping ground. That's what he told. That's what it was told to him. 833-212-1017. Milwaukee County, I understood how racist it was, but I guess I didn't understand how systemic it was. They put on this facade that they actually care about rooting out racism, and they talked about how racism is a pandemic, it's a crisis in Milwaukee. But when they're faced with an opportunity to stop racism, they do nothing. They do nothing. And again, I am discussing a racist incident which took place at Milwaukee County grounds at the Milwaukee McKinley Marina, where a white gas attendant, refused to pump my gas and placed the gas. He even refused to hand me the gas pump as he sat it on the ground. And then after I left, he pumped another white man's gas. And then I called the marina and we asked the marina, are we allowed to pump our own gas? The McKinley Marina told me directly, no, you are not allowed to pump your own gas. If it's not racism, then what in the hell is it? 833-212-1017. Again, make sure y'all watch the stream is live on YouTube. But David, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. What thoughts do you have on today's conversation?
I had an opportunity, first of all, I'm sorry that that happened to you. I had an opportunity to listen to the video. I watched the video on YouTube last night. And, you know, I was just, I wish I could say I was shocked by what you were saying and what you experienced. But I think, you know, we as black people, particularly those that are doing things that are not, quote unquote, stereotypical for black people to do, we have these types of experiences, you know. It takes a lot out of you. And I don't think people understand, you know, how much it's demeaning because, you know, just as a man, for somebody to be that disrespectful to you and not walk away immediately with a consequence is very hard to do.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And, you know, that is what hurts me. And to be honest, talking about walking away, and I'm a very prideful man. I'm going to tell you, I'm not a fighter, but, you know, we all got a little bit of a flame inside of us. I get upset about stuff, and I ain't going to lie to you. There was a moment in time after this happened when I was basically told that they weren't going to do anything about it. And it's one thing to offend me. It's another thing to offend my mama. I'm her baby boy. And to have my mother offended, someone who has literally contributed to this community more than that white boy could ever imagine. Imagine the number of children she has touched. I remember when I went to go to America's Best Glasses. And I remember when the kid said, "You look familiar." And then he said, did you do something at O.W. Holmes? Did you go to O.W. Holmes? I said, no, I used to work there. They said, oh, is your mama Miss Wallace? I said, yeah. She said, oh, yeah. I remember Miss Wallace. She was always yelling at the kids. Always, or not yelling at the kids. Always just, you know, yelling in the hallway, telling people to go there, do that, do that. How's she doing? So a woman who impacts the future in the community, a guy like myself who has done some community service and try to impact the youth and try to uplift my community, had to face racism from a white man. And Milwaukee County said, so what? Deal with it. 833-212-1017. Kathy, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. What are your thoughts on this conversation?
You know, I'm so sorry about that. And I can only say this because I'm not punched in the clock in the county right now. Let me hold myself down. You know, Crowley is running for office. And I'm not being funny. I know them. I know his father. You know, he does electrician work for us. But I'm not being funny. I don't like that story at all. And how you had all this proof. I'm just telling people now, I don't vote for people because they're black. I vote for people who is real and sincere about running things. If you're going to be a governor, how are you going to run things if you're doing this here? I say we should call the county exec's office. Everybody know how to look it up and tell them we want something done. That man needs to at least be suspended or something because that is not fair. He needs to be suspended for a day and looked into or contact Jenna Ray. Okay, but I would go back down there, and we always come out marching. We just need to march because of that. Go right to the McKinley Marina on the weekend, and we need to march because that's not fair to anybody. And I would go back down there because you're not doing anything wrong. And then, what's her name? The black sheriff.
Oh, need to call her. Ball.
Yeah, and prick that off because they can't stop you from going down there. It's like you're the trouble. I would go back down there or get a friend and know how to ride a boat and go back down there. Okay,
because I'm gonna go back and get me some gas there for sure because that's where the gas pump is. But I know for damn sure, I better be treated with respect. I can tell you that much. But I appreciate you, Miss Kathy. But this is my thing. And again, I'm when it comes to David Crowley, he's a great man. Now, I ain't got nothing bad to say about him as a great man. Y'all can make your own decisions about what y'all voting for and who y'all voting for. Cause I'm not gonna inflate the two, but I understand where you're coming from when it comes to leadership because Tory Lowe also said the same thing. But all right, let me be real. I've been trying to beat around the bush. One of the main reasons why I did not bring this up initially publicly is because I did not feel comfortable bringing up negativity about a black man who is running for governor. I said I did not want that. Like, I'm just be honest with y'all. I did not want to bring this up publicly, and I wanted to try to do things behind closed doors because I did not want to potentially have negativity being out on a black man who I think is a very good guy. Because I would hate for me to be the cause of him potentially losing votes. But when I had time and moments to reflect and think about it, is that why in the hell am I sacrificing my family's peace, my family being made whole, my friends? I don't think y'all understand how agonizing this has been for my friends. My friends literally save lives, literally. Where everybody runs away, he runs to it. And for him to be treated like this, called a black feller, saying this is how you Milwaukee people act. I didn't call you an N-word. You acting just like a black feller is extremely disrespectful. But instead of protecting my family and protecting our peace and my friends, I was trying to protect the black elected official who wasn't willing to extend that same protection to me. 833-212-1017, Truth Nation. Josh and Kenosha, what are your thoughts on today's show?
Hey, Kyle. First off, I just want to apologize and express sympathy to you, your family, and your friends for having to go through that. Completely unacceptable. I hope that there's some sort of legal remedy that you can pursue against the county, because there is no excuse why that man should still have his job, whether he is seasonal, part-time, full-time, whatever position he is in. As far as the other gentleman that said stuff, I'm not sure if you can do anything against him, but technically speaking, you may have a civil rights case on your hands. And I don't know how much of a fighter you want to go down that route, but I would seriously recommend doing it, because you can't let the county get away with this stuff. They are in a position to protect everybody in their county, whether it's a visitor or a resident. And they failed you and your family spectacularly, and that's embarrassing. I mean, Milwaukee has a bad reputation, and this does not help it.
No, Josh, I agree. And I thank you for sharing that, because one thing I will say is this, is that what I've learned through this process is that what Milwaukee and just any government, what governments will do is they will try to wait you out. They will try to string you along. And as part of that process of stringing you along is that they're in no rush to give you a response. Truth Nation, I asked for some simple clarifications multiple times. It took them 30 plus days to respond to two simple emails. It took them 30 days to, not even two emails, respond to one email that had two questions. And the response they gave was no more than three sentences each. Truth Nation, their goal is to try to wait you out, because what they understand is this, is that in order to fight for civil rights, in order to fight for that, you have to have money. You have to have the willingness to spend that money. And if you spend $5,000 to $10,000 on a lawsuit and you don't win the lawsuit, or you spend $5,000 to $10,000 and you only get a judgment of $10,000, sometimes it's all for naught. And they fully understand that. And the Milwaukee County was trying to take advantage of that. And that's why, for me, I feel so bad for my community to understand this is what they go through. I know that there are lawsuits in Milwaukee County for racial discrimination, and I know there's lawsuits for medical discrimination inside the criminal division at Milwaukee County. I know that to be true. Discrimination still persists inside of Milwaukee County. Can you get rid of it altogether at once? No. But when you are faced with it, you can definitely rid yourself of it. And unfortunately, leadership in Milwaukee County, starting with our county executive, but more so with the director of parks, Guy Smith, who, again, refused to meet with me because he said it would be a dumping ground and he didn't want to have to go through that. He said he did not have to go through listening to anything racially charged that happened under his watch. He didn't give a damn about fixing the situation, nor did Milwaukee County give a damn about fixing the situation. Truth Nation is unbelievable to me. And we're going to have a part two tomorrow, because there's more video and audio I want to play. Because, again, we're running short on time. There's more video and audio I want to play about being called, being said, I didn't call you an N-word, I called you a black fella by another random arena tenant, and the county told me he has the freedom of speech and that his repercussions were going to be, they were going to talk to him, but he was going to be allowed back at the marina. This man literally said, recorded, just like a black fella, by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. You have audio of that, which we'll all share this tomorrow. But you have audio of that. And Milwaukee County told me they couldn't corroborate the story. You have video of it. I played the video on the Tory Lowe show, and we'll play it tomorrow. And they said they couldn't corroborate the story. When it comes to racism, they don't give a damn. But I bet you if I had millions of dollars, this would have been fixed. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. You can call in and text in at 833-212-1017. Again, that is 833-212-1017 to call in and text in to today's show. I'll take your calls. I'll take your texts. And I also will talk a little bit why Milwaukee County is a complete mess, because even the Human Rights Commission doesn't even like what's going on inside Milwaukee County. Next.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I am your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio here in downtown Milwaukee. If you are watching on YouTube, which you can go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube to watch, you saw a white gentleman with his finger up. We will be talking about that gentleman named Tim tomorrow. He's still a marina tenant, and he gave us the finger. He's the one who said, just like you Milwaukee, you just acting just like a Milwaukee, or excuse me, he said, that's how you Milwaukee people act. He said so much. Then he said, just like a black fella, which was captured on the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office police call, where we called the county sheriff because of an incident with him. He said, you think you effing smart? Well, we're going to talk about him tomorrow. And he also said, I didn't call you the N-word when nobody accused him of saying that. But we're going to talk about why Tim has his freedom of speech tomorrow. But 833-212-1017, Truth Nation. I've been discussing a racist incident which occurred on the Milwaukee County Park grounds at McKinley Marina, where a white gas attendant refused to pump my gas and even refused to hand me the gas pump. He set it on the ground for me to pick up, only for him to pump a white man's gas right after mine. Milwaukee County Parks leadership told me it was not racist. And when I asked them how would they define it, they went ghost. They never responded. 833-212-1017. Did I handle this the wrong way? Did I handle this the right way? Does this outrage y'all as much as it does me? This is Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace. Miss Sandra, what are your thoughts on today's conversation about the racism that persists in Milwaukee County? I know you know a lot about it.
Hi, Kyle. The thing is, now, number one, I think it's dangerous to set the thing on the ground because some gas might leak. But remember that Trump is going through all of these things and telling them they can go back to DEI and making them lose their business. The colleges, they have to pull all this stuff out because they don't have the right to, give black people a chance to get, you know, into the colleges and stuff like that.
Yep.
He did something like that, and he's given them the okay to be for us to be discriminated. And the thing is, when we talk about it, it's proven his point, because we're upset, which I know you should be, but I don't even think you can sue anymore, because he's not even giving people that right anymore. They're not giving them that right to sue that.
And you're right, Miss Sandra. Here's the issue. You are absolutely right. Is that when Donald Trump got elected, it emboldened people to be racist and to be openly racist and to treat people any type of way. That's what it did. And unfortunately, I was victimized by it. And the county tried to turn me into a villain. 833-212-1017. John in Milwaukee, what are your thoughts on this conversation about the racism that persists in Milwaukee County, as they have been sued for discrimination as recent as last year, and the fact that last year I had to deal with the fact that somebody refused to pump my gas, even though he pumped the white person's gas right after mine.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon.
What are your thoughts?
Hello?
Yep, what are your thoughts?
And my thoughts is, man, I'm sorry you had to go through that and stuff. And I was going to vote for him, for Kyle Hawley, but he lost my vote because, I mean, he was missing an action on that right there. And I think the guy that runs the power system as well,
Guy Smith,
needs to be gone too.
I agree.
Yes, sir.
I agree. John,
he needs to be gone. Yep, he needs to be gone. And those two guys that did that to you, they both need to be gone. They should be gone already.
Thank you so much, John. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I appreciate that for the support. And I actually, I think that Guy Smith should definitely not have his job anymore before refusing to talk to me. He literally said, this is verbatim, this is what I was told. He said that he did not want to speak to me about this situation because it would be a dumping ground. That's what he said. 833-212-1017. The white man. What do you know? The white man doesn't want to talk about racism. Ron on the South Side, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
Hey, what's up, Kyle, man? Hey, thanks for taking my call. Listen, you seem a little bit too buttoned up, man, because if my mom and them was there and all that, they would expect me to get off that boat and go and embarrass that guy in front of the other, because the other boater might have took your side if you was just said right out there, hey, how the heck are you fueling this boat, but you refuse to my boat? You would be surprised that there are some people who that don't look like you will back you up.
Yeah,
but then, on another hand, I would have done it because now you're going to be in the shower talking to yourself, talking about, man, I should have said this and I should have said that. And you're on the radio trying to get advice.
Ron, who are you talking to? I don't think you understand the regress that we have. And you know what sucks is that we as black people have this stereotype around us that we black and we angry and we cause issues. And I feel like far too often a lot of us fall into the thing that we don't want to be portrayed that way because that's not who we are. But that's messed up. That's messed up that we got to think twice about how we act. Meanwhile, let a team in Philadelphia win a damn championship and they tearing down streets and street lights and signs and everything, hanging off from stuff. It's crazy. 833-212-1017. Miss Nikki, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
Hi, Kyle. And I hate that this situation happened to you, but I am happy that it happened to somebody that got a platform that can magnify it. So if this happened to you, could you imagine how many things that have happened to other people who could not even really express the concern about it because they probably have been silenced because they don't have a platform? So I'm so happy that you're speaking out about it, and I think you handled it the right way, totally the right way. And it's so unfortunate. And like you said, you know, we're living in a time where folks think it's okay. It is okay, honestly, for them to be openly racist or, you know, to do negative things to people of color without any recourse. So I'm happy that you are talking about it. You're it's on the platform and let's blast it so everybody knows, you know, what's happening here at the county. And I have another question.
Yes, ma'am.
Right now the county parks, that was actually underneath David Crowley.
Yeah, David Crowley is
right
the county,
now, right?
David Crowley is in charge of the county parks and he's in charge of hiring and or appointing. I don't know how
right.
it works, but he everybody works under David Crowley.
Okay, and has anything been said to him? Because he seems like he's a huge supporter, and I know he's on the show. So I don't know what his response may have been.
I did talk to David Crowley, and his response was, "Are you black and y'all got a boat? Or y'all doing it?" And then I said, "Yeah, David," and that's why I want to address with you that there was some racist incident, and then he kind of passed me off to other people. So, I mean, that's just what happened. I still respect David. But 833-212-1017, Nate in Milwaukee, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
Well, I'm kind of upset for the fact that that happened to you. But with that Crowley guy, he had my vote, just like Mayor Johnson. You just look around the city. They get in these offices. They don't help the black community. I'm not saying they're supposed to only help us. But in your situation, like you said, your family is a very well-respected family. And my point, what I'm trying to say is, like the other lady said, you have a platform. Thank God you do. Because this would have never been out, which I don't go fishing. But what I'm trying to say is I'm just upset for you, man. That's all I can say.
No, Nate, I appreciate it. I hear your voice, and I really do appreciate it. And Truth Nation, I'm going to share my appreciation. I want to get to one last caller here, Blake in Milwaukee. I got about 30 seconds here for you. What are your thoughts on today's conversation? Blake, can you hear me? We'll put Blake on hold because it sounds like it's not there. But I will say before we go to break, though, crazy because I got to do this. Go ahead, hit it.
One call, that's all.
Maybe I need to win this so I can, or maybe I need to contact Gruber. See, he'll do pro bono for me. But one call, that's all. That is right with Gruber Law Offices. Truth Nation, right now is your chance to be entered to win $5,000 courtesy of the award-winning 101.7 The Truth in Gruber Law Offices. Be caller number 5 right now at 833-212-1017 for your opportunity to be entered to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Again, be caller number 5 right now at 833-212-1017 for your chance to be entered to win $5,000. We'll be giving away this money on May 1st, so make sure y'all call in and get in on this. Visit Gruber at gruber-law.com, and for official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com. When we come back, Truth Nation, I'll share my final thoughts of the show.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Truth Nation, again, I appreciate y'all chiming in to today's conversation as I've talked about the racism I faced at McKinley Marina in two separate incidents where a white man refused to give me gas, and we called in the next day to try to see whether or not their policy was they don't pump gas for people, because he told me they don't pump gas for people anymore. That was their policy. And then he immediately pumped gas for the white people after me. My family took a picture, and we called the next day. And when we called the next day, McKinley Marina said, you're not allowed to pump your own gas. All this information was shared with the Milwaukee County and the McKinley Marina, and they did nothing about it. And when I tried to get a meeting with Guy Smith, the director of the county parks, he told me he didn't want to, or excuse me, not he. The message was delivered to me that he said that he did not want to have a dumping ground. He didn't want to take a meeting. Guy Smith said he did not want to take a meeting because he felt like it would be a dumping ground. If you are like me and you're upset about this conversation, you want to do something and you fired up, I asked for you to call the deputy director, James Tarantino, at the parks, because that's the only number I could find, at 414-208-6087. That is a Milwaukee County deputy of the parks phone number, public records, open records. He's a public employee. 414-208-6087. You can get in contact with James Tarantino. He also told me that, you know, he ain't got no answer for me. He ghosted me. He literally ghosted me. When I asked him for an explanation to why I didn't get served, he did not give me a response. That was months ago. I sent him multiple emails after that. He did not respond. So you can contact them at 414-208-6087 to share your disdain for this. But Truth Nation, the bottom line is this, is that I refuse to allow this to end. I refuse to allow racism to win. Maybe David Crowley is allowing racism to win. Maybe Guy Smith, from the director of County Parks, is allowing racism to win. Maybe the whole damn system of Milwaukee County is allowing racism to win. But Kyle Wallace is not going to allow racism to win. And I'm going to use my platform to share my story and share y'all's story as well. This has been Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. There will be a part two. I might bump it to tomorrow. I might bump it to Friday. Let me know, Brother Z, what you think I should do. But it will be a part two because, again, I had two situations where I faced discrimination. And both the individuals that did this discrimination are either still employed at the marina, or it was confirmed to me that they are still a member of the marina, despite saying this is how you Milwaukee people act, despite saying just like a black feller, despite saying I didn't call you an N-word, I called you a black feller, and despite telling a black person you think you effing smart. They deem that to be acceptable behavior at Milwaukee County Parks, McKinley Marina. This has been Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. The Tory Lowe shows up next for Wonderful Truth Nation. We'll be back tomorrow. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. And I will keep fighting for myself. But more importantly, I will keep fighting for y'all. Let's go. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Get on up. Step together, damn that.